This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Police are still looking for a suspect in a shooting over the weekend that sent one person to the hospital with critical injuries. Around 10 o'clock on Saturday night, Colorado Springs police said they got the multiple calls about a shooting at Kaplan Drive. Multiple units responded, but we don't know exactly what they found. Police did say the shooting victim arrived at a nearby hospital. They're in stable condition today and also in critical condition as of yesterday. So far, police have not made any arrest in that case. A man is dead after a shooting in Colorado Springs on Saturday. Police said the man was found dead by officers in a home in the 200 block of West Brookside Street. That's Brookside Street. Investigators say that everyone involved in the death has been identified and that there's no ongoing danger to the public. No other details about that shooting have been released. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office is investigating a suspicious death that happened Friday night in Pueblo West. Investigators say a man was found dead inside of a white SUV involved in a crash on Tenderfoot Lane. The autopsy is scheduled to be determined, or will determine the man's death, and anyone with information about that man's death is asked to call the Sheriff's Office as soon as possible. In other news, a man is now out of the hospital and is in custody after allegedly trying to evade arrest by ramming his truck into patrol cars, hurting two deputies. The Pueblo County Sheriff's Office says the suspect, 33-year-old Laramie Fields, was wanted on multiple outstanding warrants. Deputies found him sleeping in the car at the car wash in Pueblo West, so they blocked in his truck with the patrol cars. When Fields woke up, he tried to drive away, hitting the cars, both of them, knocking them into a nearby deputy. Another deputy was hurt by broken glass trying to get Fields to stop the truck. They were able to arrest him after shooting at him with beanbags. Two deputies and Fields were treated at a hospital for their injuries. Fields now is in custody with five warrants and will face new charges related to Friday's incident. The district attorney for El Paso County has decided against charging a former state senator with committing voter fraud. 4th Judicial District Attorney Michael Allen told Colorado Politics on Friday that he will not charge Dennis Heise with voting in the wrong Senate district last June. Allen launched an investigation into and after the Colorado Ethics Institute filed a complaint about Heise's residency. They claimed that the former state senator still lived in the Senate District's number 12 when he cast a ballot in District 11's primary. Heise did not win re-election last fall and currently works in the office of Congressman Doug Lamborn. The Pikes Peak Area Council of Governments is asking for input for an upcoming regional transportation plan. The survey will help planners identify long-range transportation priorities for the area over the next 25 years. A link for the survey is available online. That's through the PPACA website. Responses will be accepted through September 7th. And finally, after years of fighting, it's now official. Space Command is staying in Colorado Springs to celebrate the Colorado Springs Chamber and Economic Development Corporation is holding an event tonight. It will happen this evening at America Beautiful Park. 5 to 6 is the time, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Seating is limited, and people are encouraged to bring their own blanket or chair if they want. The event will bring together congressional representatives, state and local leaders, including Governor Jared Polis and Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobilati.
As we head into the afternoon, and we'll see a chance for a few isolated showers and thunderstorms later today, pretty much along the I-25 corridor and out to the east across the Palmer Divide. 82 Colorado Springs, 90 in Pueblo. A little warmer coming up on Tuesday, and again, a small chance for an isolated shower and thunderstorm. We're up to 88 degrees in Colorado Springs, 94 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.